It's part of the No Child Left Behind Act. The U.S. Education Department can withhold money from schools if they don't comply. In Wisconsin, it would be up to $270 million. Enforcement is left to state governments. Wisconsin Deputy School Superintendent Tony Evers says it only amounts to a little extra paperwork.
Is it an unnecessary step? It could be, because I believe all 426 school districts in the state of Wisconsin are abiding by these rules.
But the American Civil Liberties Union says the government shouldn't attach taxpayer money to religion. Wisconsin Director Chris Amity says defending religious liberties is best left in the hands of parents and clergy.
That's not something for teachers and principals. It's certainly not something for bureaucrats at the U.S. Department of Education in Washington to take a lead on.
The Education Department says the vast majority of schools around the country are in compliance. Some religious groups say they still get some complaints about a lack of access. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.